where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. On the campaign trail, President Biden touting his economic and jobs record and campaigning for Vice President Kamala Harris in Michigan. Donald Trump is at an event in North Carolina. His running mate, J.D. Vance, visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today. He criticized the Biden-Harris policies and also called out social media companies that allow cartel members to use the sites to promote illegal crossings.
It is ridiculous that you have American businesses facilitating drug trafficking and sex trafficking. It's making these guys' lives harder. We're going to make their lives easier when Donald Trump is president.
A judge in New Mexico dismissed a request from prosecutors to reinstate a manslaughter charge against Alec Baldwin in the fatal onset shooting of the movie cinematographer in 2021. Prosecutors can still appeal. Extreme heat keeping its grip in western states, and flash flooding is the threat for Gulf Coast states. European climate scientists say the summer of 24 was Earth's hottest on record. This is ABC. As the NHL community rallies around the Gaudreau family, we're learning more about the funeral for the two brothers killed in an accident last week.
The funeral for NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew is scheduled for Monday just outside of Philadelphia. Johnny's team, the Columbus Blue Jackets, will stream the service online. The brothers killed by a suspected drunk driver in New Jersey last week, a tragedy that's led to an outpouring of support, including over $625,000 raised for Matthew's pregnant widow. The driver, Sean Higgins, remaining in jail, awaiting a postponed hearing on September 13th. Dave Packer, ABC News.
An island south of mainland China has been hit by a super typhoon, the most powerful storm in the region in a decade. That area now facing potentially catastrophic winds and torrential rain. Some 400,000 people were evacuated ahead of the storm. A super typhoon is equivalent to a Category 5 hurricane. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams September Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from August 30th through September 9th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, lows down to the low 40s. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs near 70 on Saturday, upper 70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 63 right now.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. President Joe Biden in southwest Wisconsin on Thursday, the president promoting his administration's rural energy initiatives. Department of Natural Resources wardens urging use of safety equipment on ATVs and UTVs. Major April Dombrowski says 26 people have died this year while riding recreational vehicles.
18 of our 26 victims were not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash, and six of those victims that were utilizing UTVs were not wearing their seatbelt.
Dombrowski says drivers and passengers need to be sober, wear helmets, and know how to ride safely before getting in the seat. One Milwaukee police officer was shot in the hand, two others suffered graze wounds, and a suspect was also wounded in an exchange of gunfire on the city's northwest side on Thursday. This is news on Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. The city of Durand is waiting on word from the Wisconsin DNR on a low-interest loan to replace the water filter plant at the water tower. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says this is a project that needs to be done to keep city water at state standards.
This is something that has to be done. You know, it falls into that area of water. Again, we're just waiting to get the final word on that, and then hopefully we'll get the word, and then we'll be able to start scheduling that work.
It's hoped that that project can be completed before the end of the year. The candidates who are running for Congress here in western Wisconsin say they want to debate. They just haven't agreed to when and where. Both Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden and Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook say they want to answer questions about the congressional race. Neither have set a date. The lack of a debate is now becoming one of the issues in the campaign. Van Orden is on the Democrats' list of targets this year. Cook is running after getting a surprise win during the primary last month. Department of Natural Resources wardens are urging the use of safety equipment on ATVs and UTVs. DNR Major April Dombrowski says 26 people have died this year while riding recreational vehicles. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets when they died. Dombrowski says ATV, UTV drivers and passengers need to be sober, wear helmets, and know how to ride safely before getting in the seat. Over the weekend, three people were injured in Pierce County when a UTV overturned. Cameras will not be allowed in the courtroom during Adam Fravel's upcoming trial. A Monona County judge yesterday ruled that cameras will not be allowed during the October trial in Mankato because Madeline Kingsbury's family has requested privacy. Some media access will be allowed with reporters sitting in the courtroom or at a media center nearby. Fravel's murder trial will be held in Mankato beginning October 7th. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks, Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Multiple car break-ins have been reported in the village of Colfax. The Dunn County Sheriff's Department says the break-ins happened between 3 and 4 yesterday morning. The department is asking for residents to check their cars for missing items and to check any security systems for suspicious people or vehicles. Anyone who's noticed anything missing are supposed to contact the County Sheriff's Department or Dunn County Crime Stoppers. Police in Eau Claire say they've arrested two people for a string of break-ins near the UW-Eau Claire's campus last spring. Officers have arrested Dominic Abrams from Eau Claire and his girlfriend Raquel Kruger of Altoona. Prosecutors filed charges against the two yesterday. Police say they are responsible for at least 9 burglaries in the Randall Park area that happened in May and June. In addition to stealing things, police say the pair stole a debit card and credit card and racked up thousands of dollars in charges. Investigators say Abrams told them that college kids should know better than to leave their doors unlocked. Xcel Energy has filed an application for Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin for a new high-voltage transmission line that would bring renewable energy to customers in Wisconsin, improve long-term reliability, and help manage the energy grid as it evolves. The Western Wisconsin Transmission Connection is a proposed new 345 kilovolt transmission line that, if approved by the PSCW, would begin near Blair, connect to existing infrastructure near Eau Claire, then connect to existing transmission lines to the north and east. Xcel Energy has proposed 2 route options for the Public Service Commission to review. A Minnesota man will receive 4 years probation for threatening to shoot up the Chippewa County Courthouse. Harley Akala was accused of making terroristic threats in May of 2023 after posting about shooting at the courthouse on Facebook prior to a scheduled court date. Akala pleaded guilty Thursday to felony bail jumping and making threats, and also pleaded guilty to making threats in a second case. He also must get a mental health evaluation and remain sober as part of his probation. The Minnesota Department of Transportation is reminding Minnesotans about the rules regarding political signs near streets and highways. Minnesota law prohibits the placement of political signs along the highway right-of-way, including driving lanes, shoulders, ditches, and intersections. Displays of flags and other signs on bridges over traffic are also prohibited. Signs cannot be placed on private property without the owner's consent. Minnesota law also prohibits placing advertising on utility poles, trees, and shrubs, as well as painting or drawing on rocks and other natural features. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Hormel is teaming up with General Mills to create a new twist on breakfast. The Austin-based meat company announced this week that it plans to sell Cinnamon Toast Crunch bacon beginning September 16th. The product will combine the cinnamon coating from Cinnamon Toast Crunch with Hormel's Plaque Label bacon. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Lowe's knows to start fall projects, you need reliable outdoor power equipment from EGO. Right now, get your choice of a select 56-volt blower or chainsaw for $249. The 56-volt technology powers over 80 tools, so you can switch from blowing leaves to cutting trees with ease. Save time and money with EGO, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Valid through 10-2, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Item number 5207558 and item number 4354078.
Bullens shares strategy for Burton. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
After the 26-week grind, 16 gather.
There is a lot on the line.
Heroes, hopefuls,
fight hard.
Hot shots, hot hands. Their demeanor may vary. Their determination does not.
3 wide for the lead. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Fortune brought them to this moment. Now, it's up to them. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs brought to you by Busch Light at Atlanta. Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on USA.
Harrison Burton captured a berth in the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs with his recent win at Daytona. His Wood Brothers Racing crew chief Jeremy Bullens shared the simple strategy to hold on to their championship chances through the round of 16, starting this weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
A lot of people talk about not making mistakes in the first round and just trying not to take yourself out of it. And I think that's true. Atlanta is a big wild card because anything can happen. I look at Atlanta and Bristol as opportunities for us. We were really good at Atlanta in the spring, had a lot of speed, just had the tire issues that bit us a couple times, but feel like we'll run well this week and maybe score some stage points and just take care of it from that side there and just try to get a decent finish.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you. Hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Packers open their season tonight with a 7:15 kick against the Eagles in Brazil. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Eagles have a new defensive coordinator and longtime veteran Vic Fangio. Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
He likes to send a lot of exotic blitzes. He likes to have a heavier front. You know, if you look at their defense, you know, they got a lot of good front guys. You know, their front seven are pretty good. So that's the thing that I'm looking forward to, you know, being very fundamental in my reads and my keys and just trying to execute our game plan and not let it be me, the guy that, you know, mess it up.
Season opened last night with the Chiefs knocking off the Ravens 27-20. The Badgers play game two tomorrow afternoon. They'll host South Dakota at Camp Randall. That's a 2:30 kick. In that one, the Brewers send Frankie Montas to the mound tonight, first of a three-game series against the Rockies. The Brewers' magic number to clinch the Central is 13 to start the day today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Coaches' polls for volleyball and soccer, plus a look at big football games for Week 3. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The first Wisconsin Volleyball Coaches Association Girls Volleyball Coaches poll was released earlier this week. Two-time defending champ DSHA is the number one team in Division I. It's Luxembourg Casco leading the way in Division II, with Cuba City the top-ranked D3 squad. Fall River gets an early edge in the Division IV rankings, while last year's runner-up Newman Catholic occupies the top spot in Division V. The initial boys' soccer rankings were released by the Wisconsin Soccer Coaches Association as well. Defending champion Middleton is the top team in Division I. Homestead holds an early edge in D2, with Pius Catholic on top of Division 3. The top-ranked Division 4 squad is defending champion Shoreland Lutheran. This week's Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week on the Gridiron is the big matchup in the Big Rivers, as Menominee will make the trip over to Hudson. With conference action getting underway around the state, we get some huge games in the Classic 8. Upstart Oconomowoc will travel to defending league champion Catamaran. Pewaukee is welcome to the Classic 8 with a trip to Muskego. And Maguanago takes on Arrowhead in a matchup of top 10 teams in Division 1. One of the oldest rivalries in the state will find Mineral Point squaring off with Darlington for the 124th time. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The archers are going to be taking to the woods for deer here very soon, and many of them will be carrying crossbows. Crossbows are getting to be very popular, but there are two things that these crossbow users are doing that should not be done. And I'll tell you what they are, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Crossbow hunters are doing a couple things that are going to cost them in the field. The first thing is that they're not practicing enough. They think with these crossbows, all they got to do is aim and pull the trigger and it's going to go exactly where they want it to. But that's not the case. You can't be standing on a level plane and expect that that's where your arrow is going to go when you're up in a tree stand and shooting at different angles. So practice that way. Get up in that stand. Set yourself up with some 3D targets at different angles and figure out where that arrow is going to go. Practice, practice, practice makes a huge difference. Another thing that these crossbow archers are doing that they shouldn't be doing is they're taking marginal shots because they think there's more power to these crossbows than there actually is. You only have a certain distance before that crossbow is going to be a non-lethal piece of equipment. You cannot allow this to happen. You need to know how hard that arrow is going to hit at what distance you are from that animal. So use your rangefinder and know that it's a kill shot. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
And Doug. Customize and save hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual. After that, you can also save me, as I'm currently hanging from the edge of a cliff. To recap, number one, customize and save. Number two, time allowing, save me.
Shoulders separating!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need to print for my business, but I really have to watch the budget.
Staples can print whatever you need. And now you get up to 30% off print purchases. So the more you print,
the more I save?
Right.
So if I print $600 worth of signs,
you save $180.
Ooh, and if I print $1 million worth, I'd save...
No clue, but I'm thinking there are a lot of zeros.
Now at Staples, the more you print, the more you save. Up to 30% off. Plus, you save even more with hundreds of hot deals throughout the store. Ends 9/7, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, lows down to the low 40s. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs near 70 on Saturday, upper 70 Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 63 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. I think the question amongst everybody, it doesn't matter if you're on the tractor, at the feed store, wherever you're gathering, is what the heck happened to these markets? A lot of water cooler talk around that. So we're going to go right to the water source to find out what the heck happened with these markets today and where do we go from here? As Darren Fessler joins us, he is with Lakefront Futures. And I'm sure, just like many, your phone was ringing off the hook today with guys and gals looking at these markets and just wondering what next.
Yeah, you summarized that very, very well. It's a very, very busy day in the markets here. I mean, it all started really early this morning, 7:30 a.m. Jobs number came out, was not good. 11 of the last 15 have been revised lower here. Non-U.S. born citizens taking a majority of those gains, if there were job gains, and then U.S. citizens not, those numbers actually were declining. So this is about growth, and it's about U.S. growth. It's about economic growth around the world. How slow or fast is China growing? But that has that spillover effect with all of these, the Goldman Sachs commodity indexes, the Bloomberg commodity indexes, the broad basket of commodities in general. And it was just not enough here for the ag side of things. We've had a really nice run, corn, beans, and wheat. But you look over at the big kahuna or the gorilla in the room, the crude oil market, it cannot get out of its way. That's really what today was about. It was about the jobs data. Yes, you look at, September, the Fed's going to potentially lower some rates. And to me, when I look at the macro picture, is why do you lower rates if the economy is good? Well, the simplistic answer to that is you don't. You don't lower rates unless we do see a big issue to whether it's jobs, whether it's growth, or whether it's both. And so that's why the equities are pulling back in a big way. And I think that spillover effect really, really impacted the cattle as well. The jobs data and that cattle performance has been really tied to the hip to each other.
So you see that, and we know that now markets are closed. We get a day and a half to kind of regather our thoughts. Could we see another down overnight trade come Sunday night?
I always say this, and that's such a great question. It's not the day of that. It's not today's price action we worry about. It's the next day. you need the follow through. So if you're bearish this market, well, you're going to need that follow through into the Sunday Monday trade. If you get another down day Monday, I'm going to tell you this is not going to look good. Coming into a WASDE report next week, where is it in my anticipation that this crop nationally, although I do think it's a very good crop, I don't want to, you know, be very clear about that. I think this crop is very good, corn and beans. But over the last 3 to 4 weeks, I do think in certain areas of the country, maybe as a whole, this crop has gotten just a shade bit smaller in corn and beans. And we've had a good rally in this corn. We've had a good rally in this bean market. And what we've been telling guys is, you know what? You got to step in here every 20, 30 cents, reward this corn. Every 50, 70 cents, reward these beans. Yes, it's not a price anybody wants to sell at if you've missed it. But it's the environment that we're in. It's about the perception. Yes, the funds have done their job. The funds have covered here. But the macro side of things, we can't ignore the bigger, the broader picture. And that's just kind of that darker, lingering cloud above a lot of the markets at the moment here. And the idea is, you know what, if China's not growing well, or they're not growing as fast, what does that mean for demand? What does that mean for crude oil demand? We've already seen, you know, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs already start to lower the overall demand for crude oil into 2025. What does that mean for corn? And I've always been in the camp that corn is a much better buy when crude oil is $90 to $100 a barrel. And we're not in that environment in the macro picture when it comes to the global economics right now.
So you talk about the need for growth that's happening within the trade. Kind of expand a little bit more on that, as the macro picture was weak, but it is all about what you say, the growth of this market.
Yeah, I mean, the Chinese crush margins have improved just a little bit here over the last week, but they're still dealing with relatively high soy meal supplies, relatively high soybean supplies. So you kind of wonder, what's that Chinese demand look like if they had front loaded a lot of their purchases, which they have. Now, I think a bigger idea would maybe is, hey, we know that there's some significant drought going on in Brazil and South America at the moment. But I'm wanting to try to pump the brakes just a little bit. I don't know how that weather story pans out. Nebraska's weather changes in a matter of 10 minutes. So I don't know what 6,000 miles away is going to do 4 months from now. I'm not that good of a guesser. But it's something we need to watch. If China gets concerned about that, they come to the U.S. market. The problem with the U.S. market at the moment, which it's not getting a whole lot of attention, I'm knocking on wood, we need rain. It's the lower Mississippi. A lot of our Arkansas clients, if you're long the Mississippi terminal near Memphis, there is barges that are not being loaded near the capacity. There's a lot of issues downstream. How do we get this stuff, if the Chinese come back, how do we get it to New Orleans in an efficient way? The PNW is only going to do so much heavy lifting, so we got to watch that, what's going on our water levels here at home.
And I've heard that's also a concern in Brazil as well, with lower river levels.
It absolutely. I think they're dealing with maybe a 4 or 5 decade type of drought. It's definitely one for the history books.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. When we come back, we'll take a look at some more factors that are weighing in on this trade. Really negative all the way across the board. We look at both grains and livestock. We'll talk a little bit about the dollar and the fact that we kind of had a data dump when it came to bushels per acre from a couple different organizations. More is coming up. It is a Friday version of the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues with Darren Fessler with Lakefront Futures. And man, we were having a great conversation over the commercial break. So I'm going to bring some of that into the conversation for everybody else to hear. And give me your takeaway about this dollar. I mean, it was on both sides of the table today.
Yeah, we're still in us as a firm have been short the dollar here in anticipation of a rate cut. But it's one of those trades where it's still been bearish since June. We are starting to pop here, a lot of back and forth over the last few weeks here. I think some of that has to do with the idea that the U.S. is still going to be viewed as the safe haven, even though the U.S. growth is definitely a concern. If the U.S. isn't growing as fast, what does that mean for the emerging markets of the world? What's that mean for the Europes and the Japan and the China of the world? And so we're still that best house on a bad block right now. I mean, that's kind of the analogy I've been using. And so the weaker dollar, has it been a little bit more friendly for maybe U.S. exports or the perception of U.S. exports? It definitely has been. I'm not sure how it hasn't not. I mean, we have some of the cheapest beans in the world right now. We have some of the cheapest corn in the world, if not the cheapest. And so that demand side, if it does come back in a big way, we should be at the forefront of things. Yes, China has been a buyer here, both the U.S. Gulf, PNW, Brazil. China still wants beans, and China's still going to get beans. But at the end of the day is, you know, what's the idea about Brazil? I mean, we're still that lingering idea that maybe that drought is maybe a little bit worse than what people believe right now. Maybe it does. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. But this is the time frame of year where we typically see the Chinese step in and buy. And so this should not shock anybody when we see daily sales or anything like this. We need to be moving beans right now. We have to be moving beans. Every single cargo, every single boat we can get beans on, they need to get out of our ports. We're just that far behind here. And I do think when we look at the size of this potential crop, I think it's a big one. And what concerns me the most is the stocks use ratio. It doesn't matter to me whether it's a 52 crop, 51, 53. Those are talking points. But when you have a 11, 12, a potentially a 13% stocks use ratio, those are not manageable levels. So we got to dwindle that down somehow, whether that be a South American weather issue, whether that be a Chinese demand story. The rosy picture is not right now. I think the rosy picture is when guys get rallies, they need to be selling them for the time being. Maybe things change over time when we get, you know, post-election, maybe a little bit better feel for policy with the Chinese, maybe policy with the Mexicans as well. Even Japan, some of our biggest buyers of corn. So a lot of uncertainty about how that policy is going to look and shape and feel right now. I think that has a lot of the macro side of traders a little bit nervous as well.
I want to get to the livestock side, especially with the numbers we saw. But real quick, lots of data coming in about bushels per acre. It seems like everybody's pretty much in agreement. It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen some stuff out of, I think, Arlen Sutterman, great guy. He had put some stuff out earlier this week. StoneX still has some pretty big numbers. Can't disagree with that a little bit. Maybe I'm a little bit shade, a little lighter than those. But when you speak to guys, of the 300-plus-odd guys that I work with all across the country, every nook and cranny, and it appears as though, it sounds like, I see these images, Illinois looks like it's a very big crop. And when guys are getting normally 250, 260, and they're talking about, you know, 280 plus, they get a feel, I guess, it's pretty big. I think there's going to be some areas of Nebraska that are, you know, didn't really finish the greatest. But, you know, there's going to be some really, really solid stuff if you've been catching some rains. But Nebraska, I think, in general, generally speaking, is going to be pretty good. I could say the same thing for Iowa. Yes, there are going to be some hiccups. The big question I have, and I think that's a gorilla of the room question when it comes to the national yield, it's Minnesota. I'm still really question the USDA on that 185 type of yield. They may revise that here next week. I'm not sure, but the Minnesota hasn't looked good the whole year. And so to say that they're unchanged versus last year, I think is a kind of a far-fetched statement from the USDA to say, hey, they're 185. I think Minnesota's going to be drastically lower than that, probably maybe a 175, if that. So I think there's still some things to shake themselves loose here, but it's just about the perceptions, about money flow. And right now we've seen some money flow come into these commodities. But again, I still think that, you know, you look at the macro picture, any rallies in this particular space probably needs to be met with some farmer selling.
Real quick, the cattle market, can we turn this around come Monday? What a struggle today.
Struggled all week. It's about the jobs. They're so closely tied to the U.S. economy and what that jobs number means for cattle. Right now, trend and momentum are still weaker. I think that's the way I want to be leaning.
All right. Best way for folks to get a hold of you, Darren?
They can reach me directly at 312-858-3668, or always find me on X at DDF Alpha.
All right, that has been today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional. Pick this up as a podcast at ruralradionetwork.com. Watch us next week. Join us at Husker Harvest Days for this program as well. Today's Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by ADM Regenerations. You can learn more at admregenerations.com. The University of Missouri announced last week that their researchers have developed the first ever vaccine for bovine anaplasmosis, a tick-borne disease that costs the cattle industry hundreds of millions of dollars per year. I'll have the details when we come back.
If you've been on the fence about adding cover crops in your farm management plan, now may be the time to take the leap. ADM offers incentives that reward you for conservation practices. Some state incentives pay over $35 an acre, and those dollars can help offset costs related to planting crops. Plus, you gain agronomic rewards, such as healthier soils, reduced erosion, and better soil moisture holding capacity. And there are no long-term commitments. It's time to get off the fence. Learn all about your state's incentives at ADM Regenerations.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMregenerations.com to learn more.
Researchers at the University of Missouri have made a groundbreaking advance for the cattle industry, the development of the first ever vaccine for bovine anaplasmosis. This tick-borne disease, which affects red blood cells, annually costs the U.S. cattle industry hundreds of millions of dollars and nearly $1 billion globally. The financial strain comes from reduced cattle production, high treatment costs, and livestock deaths. Dr. Roman Ganta, a McKee-endowed professor at Mizzou's College of Veterinary Medicine and a leader in the research, spearheaded the creation of the vaccine. By genetically modifying the pathogen Anaplasma marginale in the lab, Ganta and his team have crafted a vaccine that offers protection to cattle. The modified pathogen, which had a specific gene deleted, was injected into cattle, resulting in the successful immunization against anaplasmosis. Dr. Ganta, who has dedicated over 30 years to researching vector-borne diseases and molecular genetics, expressed enthusiasm about the vaccine's potential. He says currently there's no effective, widely available vaccine for this disease, leaving farmers worried about their herds. The new vaccine provides immunity for at least a month, though further research will determine the duration of its effectiveness. The disease's impact on the beef industry is profound, with losses stemming both from direct treatment costs and the broader effects on cattle health and productivity. Historically, farmers have relied on antibiotics like chlortetracycline, discovered at Mizzou's Sanborn Field in 1945. While this treatment has helped, it doesn't fully eradicate the infection. Mizzou's research in tick-borne diseases has been pivotal, especially in the humid Midwest, where incidence of these diseases has risen in recent years. A 2021 study by the university highlighted the increased severity and prevalence of tick-borne diseases in Missouri and neighboring states, underscoring the importance of effective vaccines and treatments. I'll be back with more after this.
One in four people aged 65 or older has a fall each year. Don't be one of them. The Pepin and Buffalo County ADRC is presenting a Stepping On workshop, an evidence-based workshop that focuses on fall prevention tips and tricks. Participants hear from experts on how to identify and remove fall hazards. Stepping On can help you avoid a dangerous and costly fall so you can keep doing the things you love to do. Classes meet weekly for 7 weeks, starting September 18th in Pepin. Call the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties to sign up or learn more about this free workshop.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The new vaccine for bovine anaplasmosis from the University of Missouri offers hope for healthier cattle and could boost farmers' bottom lines by reducing disease-related losses. As the research and testing move forward, no doubt many in the industry will be watching for details on the vaccine's effectiveness. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by ADM Regenerations. Learn how to get paid for adopting new or continuing current regenerative practices by visiting ADMRegenerations.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, lows down to the low 40s. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs near 70 on Saturday, upper 70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 66.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you've got nothing but time.
I will plant my heart in the
you wanna know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
The home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus. I'm about to get on a road. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, it's sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
On farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She said it's just the woman thing pulled out of the drive. I said not to worry, I'm an understanding guy. I heard that when you love someone, you gotta let them go. She hollered, when I find myself, you'll be the first to know. Ooh, no news. I learned to do the laundry, feed the cat, and clean the house. I promised to be patient while she worked her problems out. When she packed her bags, her destination wasn't clear. But I sensed that her intentions were honest and sincere.